Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Just as longer days and warmer weather are sure signs that winter's coming to an end, there are also signs in the legislature that tell us that spring is on the way. The first is sunglasses, specifically sunglasses being worn by legislators near the rear of the House chamber. For months, we've all been looking for longer days and more sun. Now that it's here, it can be brutal, especially for members of the House whose desks happen to be near the back of the chamber. That's because the chamber is oriented north and south, with the seats facing south. Floor sessions are held daily from 1 to 3 p.m., just in time for the sun streaming through the skylights to reach its maximum. It's so bright that sunglasses are the order of the day, making the affected legislators look more like the President's Secret Service detail. The other sure sign that spring is on the way is the proliferation of study resolutions. Generally, hearings focus on bills, and bills, if passed, eventually become laws. Resolutions follow roughly the same path through the legislature, but they serve a different purpose. In general terms, they are a statement by the legislature on a given issue. It could be as simple as congratulating a college champion sports team or encouraging the president or Congress to act on a certain issue. But there's another type of resolution called a study resolution that encourages members to study an issue that one of the legislators thinks is important. In simple terms, a legislator identifies a problem and asks that a resolution be drafted to study that problem. It's then introduced, assigned to a committee, and then has a hearing just like a normal bill. If the committee votes yes, it goes to the floor, and if it passes the House or Senate as a whole, it's then transferred to the other chamber, and the process repeats itself. Rather than going to the governor, if it passes both houses, it goes into a file and sits there until the end of the session, when all of the study resolutions that have passed are then ranked in terms of importance by the individual members of both houses. Those that receive the most votes are assigned to an interim committee that will study the issue more closely in preparation for a possible bill when the legislature meets again in 2 years. Most of the action on study resolutions is held until the end of a session, when the workload begins to decrease. Thus, their hearings become a sure sign of spring. So far, there are 12 study resolutions, and the deadline for requesting one is tomorrow, the 60th legislative day. Those currently in the hopper include resolutions to study artificial intelligence, youth court laws, guardianship and conservatorships, also a resolution to study the laws regarding morticians and funerals. That doesn't sound like much fun. Other suggestions include studying how to improve federal grant opportunities for local governments, studying property tax special districts, incentivizing housing density and affordability, farmers markets, energy transmission, and emergency medical services. So far, only two of those resolutions have received any votes. The study of emergency medical services passed out of committee unanimously, and a study of electric vehicle taxes and fees was killed on the House floor. We expect a flurry of new requests before tomorrow's deadline. We're watching closely, and if we see any that affect our issues, we'll let you know. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.